This is Will's Band of the Week for March 22nd, 2022. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Anurag from Kitchener Studios.
Hello, everyone.
Again, I forgot if your studio has a name. Kitchener Studios sound okay?
Kitchener Studios sounds perfect.
I mean, it's kind of the pride of Kitchener. There's not a cooler studio in Kitchener probably than yours.
Right? Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
We always like to...
When you come by next time, you should see the multi-million dollar mansions that are coming up over here, along with some smaller. Kitchener's just exploding in the last 2-3 years.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I go visit somebody that I visited 2 years ago, and I suddenly see new roads. I was like, what the hell? When did this happen?
It seems like your place, I've visited you at your place, and it seems like you were kind of on the outer edge of town for development, right?
Probably. Oh, it's all absorbed into the city now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it's like really different now. When was I there? 4 years ago, maybe?
More than that, I think.
Maybe.
Just when your son started.
I was driving my son up there. So it would have been. Well, yeah, I'm going to say he started 5 years ago, probably.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, cool. Yeah, I mean, I think Kitchener is actually kind of cool. I mean, like, we like to joke around about, you know, how the cool indie rock acts won't come to Kitchener, but you know, very
well,
cool.
that's true so far. So
we had some discussions last week about, you know, bands coming to Ipswich. So you know, so what's the population of Kitchener? Like, is it 70,000 or something? But if you combine the three cities, it's 250 or something.
No, it's more than that. Because Kitchener and Waterloo like sister cities. And they kind of merge into each other, so you don't know when one city ends, the other starts.
Yeah.
And the Kitchener-Waterloo is about 600,000.
Oh, my goodness. Is that big?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not joking when I say it was exploding in the last 2-3 years.
So you guys
used to be, I think, 400,000 or 450,000 3-4 years ago. And it's suddenly just all these tech companies came in. Google came in, the big one. I mean, it's always been here, but it's expanded heavily. So,
well, you could probably sell your house and cash in then.
Like, where am I going to go? I'm going to have to pay the same to buy.
You have to go somewhere, yeah. Well, did I ever undersell like the population there? So, like, if Craig can have the smokehouse, you guys should have some cool place where there's a cool indie rocker who curates a great calendar.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's all this. Population will attract, you know, like I do see every now and then, for example, I told you a little while ago, Spoon came into town before the pandemic. Like, Spoon is a, you know, indie rock band.
Yeah, that's cool.
What the hell are they doing in Kitchener? So I'm hoping things will pick up soon.
Yeah, but you've got a population base that's that big. It's a legitimate tour stop outside of Toronto, right? I mean, there's enough people.
But I guess the thought also is because it's just 1.5 hours away from Toronto. If somebody's going to make an effort, they might as well come to Toronto. So it's just easier in Toronto.
Or would they go to Hamilton or would they go to London before they'd go to Kitchener?
They would go to Hamilton because it's kind of like in the cusp.
Okay.
It's closer to the main, you know, the big cities, Burlington, Oakville, Toronto. And it's right next to Niagara Falls too. So,
oh yeah,
it's a bit of. In fact, one of the bands we're going to discuss have a show in April. I'm actually very tempted to go there now.
All right, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll lead up to that.
Cool.
So, yeah, people should check out. See, I have kind of over the years, you know, I've kind of figured out in the United States what's the pattern for bands that go on tour. Like, where do they stop? You kind of learn, and then, you know, there are these cities that have the iconic indie rock venue. But I don't have a feel for a band that does a Canadian tour, like where are their stops? And so and there's not a legendary indie rock venue in Kitchener. Maybe you should open one. Anurag's place. Anurag's garage.
Yeah.
And suddenly all the cool bands will be going there.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I'm just back from a really fun trip to South by Southwest. Four of us from the podcast were there. We're going to do a kind of a post South by Southwest podcast, I think probably next week. We'll see.
Okay.
And, so I don't want to, you know, I don't need to talk about it too much. Yeah, well, you can if you want, but it was a great time. And I hope you can come sometime on Rock, because for a total nerd music fan who loves like a whole lot of bands and is also curious about bands that might be good that you haven't heard before, oh my God, it's just like, I was thinking it's like, take anything that you're really interested in and then just make like way too much of it coming at you like a fire hose. You don't know what
nice
to do. You're kind of, you're overwhelmed, but yet it's kind of a great overwhelmed, you know?
Because
at some point I was talking to, I think it was David, and I was saying, you know, sometimes you just got to concentrate on what are you seeing, not on what are you not seeing. You know, you just got to pick something that's going to be good, but then you're like, well, there are two other things I could have been going to at the same time. It's really crazy.
Yeah, no, the airline tickets and everything was turning out to be a little too much. And then we had all of these plans now that the summer, spring and summer are coming. So and something had to be bumped, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think a bunch of us are liking it so much that it'll probably become an annual thing or close to it. So I'm kind of hoping that, because, man, it was a great time. So
cool.
We'll fill everybody in on some of the highlights in an upcoming podcast. And
can you at least tell me who all were there?
Yes. Jeremiah and David and Craig and myself.
Oh, okay, cool.
So four of us were scouring the streets of Austin for good music.
And we'll wait for the details.
We found a lot of great music. And we kind of converged in places, and then we'd spread out, and then we'd converge again, and oh, it was just great. It's just so cool. And having the friends there, not only just it's great to be with friends, but also to get the friends' recommendations, too. Because it would, like, a time would come and be like, whatever, like, it's 8 o'clock on Thursday, and I'm like, well, I had somebody I wanted to see at 6, and then I have somebody at 9 o'clock, but there's a little hole in my schedule at 8 o'clock. What should I do? And then it's like somebody else comes up with something. Or at the last minute, they're like, oh, there's this bar that I never heard of, and this band is playing there.
My God, how do you keep track of all that?
Well, you try to keep track, and then stuff, and then you get thrown off because things that never even got publicized, you never heard of until you get there, suddenly there's bands playing, and where you just and yeah. So anyway, it's super fun. So. Playground for the aging rockers. I'll call it that.
Cool.
Very fun. So we have some good stuff. I don't even know what you think of the second thing that I recommended, so I hope you didn't mind it.
Nope. I'll give my opinion soon. Don't worry.
But we have one that's kind of, it's just something you got to talk about because, well, what was it? Maybe 3 years ago, you introduced us to this band. From Hamilton, Ontario, called Basement Revolver.
Yep.
And I remember thinking, wow, like, why have I not heard of this band? And so now, and they, okay, so we really liked that album, right? Then they had an EP, what, 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was kind of okay, but I wasn't that thrilled with the direction they were going. But now they've got this full-length album, and I think it's just great. And where is the indie rock press? All over this. Come on, people, right?
Actually, I did some Googling today, and I saw they are getting, quite a few, I'm going to say, good feedback. But so far, I've seen only the Canadian websites, or maybe I just wasn't looking hard enough, or it's probably just the way Google works. It's just giving me Canadian websites. But it is definitely making some noise, hopefully. And it got released, what, 10 days ago? Album, so hopefully it'll
pick
up
recently. Yeah,
Yep. And I see that they're touring and they are going to be on a very small venue in Hamilton. And it's on a weekday. And it's about only 40-minute drive from me.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I will go there.
Oh, you got to do it. You got to do it. Give us a live report.
I just texted my daughter if she wants to join me because she'll probably be here when in town. So hopefully she can join me. Otherwise, I'm going to go. Yep.
Definitely do it. Definitely do it. So the new album is called Embody. It's, well, what would you call it? It's pretty shoegazy, right? There is a ton of reverb, and I'm kind of a reverb fan. So, you know, her voice, she's got a great voice, and it's just completely soaked in reverb on just about every song, right?
Actually, that's my complaint. I know you like it. It sounds like you like it, but that's my complaint. It's for every song, it's the same thing. There's not much of a change.
Oh, kind of the vibe echoey, that they go for.
Yeah, yeah. Reverb. You have the right word. I was thinking echo. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it just kind of put me off for a little while. But then the second half of the album is fantastic. And that kind of, you know, sealed it for me that, yeah, okay, this is a good album.
That's funny that you say that because I thought the first half was just absolutely fantastic. Okay. And then I was like, I'm not sure if the second half quite lives up to the first half, but still overall it's pretty good. So
it is.
Okay, now we've built it up and everybody's gonna like be disappointed because we built it up too much. But let's play a track and you should pick the first one. So go ahead.
That's
you want great. Me to or you're deferring your pick to me?
Yes, I am. Please go ahead.
All right. Let's play we'll agree on this. How can you not like number 7, Transatlantic?
Oh yeah. I've always liked her lyrics and the imagery that she can somehow convey. Like I just saw this lyric on this song that says, I hear that song, it's like fingers on my skin. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah, it's very, very, what do I want to say? Like just kind of down to earth. There's a lot of there's a lot of singing about mental health issues and...
They made a big... blurb about this.
Yeah, and it's it fits the sound, I think. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit don't you think they kind of they've got to have been influenced a little bit by Always. It's a little less maybe poppy and a little more shoegazy than Always, yes. But boy, she's got the the voice, and I think everything fits together really great. Maybe you have a point that sometimes people, singers who have a ton of reverb on their voice, they're not comfortable like just being out there. But she's got a good enough voice, she could pull it off either way, right? She could sound fine without the reverb. But like I said, I love reverb, so I'm not going to
no, lay it on. My complaint was that it was, to me, it sounded like it was on each song. That was the only complaint.
True. Yeah, it is. So
yeah.
Well, it's Basement Revolver. The album is Embody. So now it's your pick.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to the number 10 song, Tunnel Vision.
That's one of the noisier ones, right?
Yes. And I was wrong about the release date. It was released about a month ago, Feb 18th.
All right. It's been out a couple. That's a couple. No, that's 1 month.
About a month. Yeah. A little more than a month. But yeah, this is another one of the songs that there's very little lyrics, but they are really, really powerful. I think this is about her weight problems that she'd been having, which they have made very explicit on their website. Mm-hmm. The weight problem, the mental health issues, and coming out of two of the band members, and they lost their drummer too, and they had to replace him. So lots of stuff happening.
That is a lot going on in a couple of years.
It is. And then not being able to tour and make money. So that was another problem. But they've come out with a good album.
The tumultuous young years, but hopefully they're coming out of that, hopefully, the worst of it, and they'll... Because they're so talented. So
I don't think
they've gotten anywhere. They haven't gotten anywhere near their due yet. So we're trying to help them here. All right. So you played the noisier one. So I guess maybe we go with a quieter one. I was listening in my car the other day, and the song came on, and I just thought, wow. I think this is a term you've used, Anurag. It's not a unique term, but I just thought, what a beautiful song. It's just a beautiful song. So, it's number 5, Black Hole.
losing sleep, you're losing face, fading away. I've never loved you more. Damn, this hurts, letting him go back to the
Let that play a little longer than I usually do, because I was in the zone.
I don't blame you. It does do that, this album.
Yep. Really solid album. Basement Revolver. People, check them out. The album is Embody.
Mm-hmm.
From Hamilton, Ontario. Almost in Anurag's backyard barbecue territory. I mean, they probably, if it's a 40-minute drive, they could just come on by and join the barbecue, right?
Nope. I'm going to go see them. They don't have to come here.
Do you have the stage set up back there yet?
You know, for my 50th, my wife did call in this local comic, and he gave us a private, performance.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And he used our deck, and we was all sitting.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, he was just there for 10, 15 minutes, but it was perfect. Yep.
Awesome. Okay, next stop. Maybe your next milestone birthday, 60. You can get Basement Revolver.
All right. Yes, they will come running to me.
All right. Very good. Very good. Hamilton's finest. There must be some other bands from Hamilton, right? I mean, it's an interesting city. Like, I've just been through it a couple times. It's got like kind of its grungy part of it, and then it's got more of its cosmopolitan side of it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I really like this another band. I think I had him on my top 10 two or three years ago from Hamilton, Wax Museum. And
oh, okay.
He was really, really good. Now, I haven't heard about him at all lately, but I have noticed quite a few bands are coming up from, you know, the 8 cities around Toronto. Mm-hmm. So there's one, I think you've heard of Pup, P-U-P.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's a loud, grungy band. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're from Mississauga. It's just like literally the city where I used to live. And quite a few bands. Yeah, I'm getting more and more interested in local stuff. So
I think I remember reading a couple of years ago that there were artists and creative people and bands moving out of Toronto because it got so expensive. So Hamilton is a little cheaper to live, you know.
Relatively, yes.
Yeah. And they would have gone to Kitchener, but now they got priced out of Kitchener. So
yes, yeah, we're having a huge housing problem.
Oh,
right now.
Man,
prices are just shooting up.
Everybody wants to be near Anurag Studios.
Yeah, I'm driving the prices up.
I can't blame them. Yeah, it's your fault, basically. All right, we're not going to have a really long podcast this week because we just have a couple things, and you know, I haven't had any time, obviously. So it was great that you were available to do this. I wasn't even sure if we'd be able to do a podcast this week. I was in Austin from Tuesday to Saturday, and then everybody else was there for the same amount of time or maybe a little longer. So it was kind of, you know, it was too busy absorbing music to try to plan a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised, in fact, when you got in touch. And I thought maybe you'd come in before. Did you say you came back on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday evening I came back.
Okay. I thought you probably got in touch with me. I said, oh, this guy's had time to listen to new music.
We met a guy out there. We'll talk more about him. This guy, Mike. He's on the internet as Blurbus. So you check out Blurbus on Twitter and on... he's got YouTube videos up there. He's probably on Instagram, too. Whatever. So, Mike, he's a super cool guy. All right, we've got another thing. Like, I heard a thing. I heard this album, and I thought, well, I just think this is really fun. And It's only 18 minutes long. And I thought, I don't know what's going to think of this. But as I said to you, it's easily digestible, so you're going to kind of know if you like it or not. So, it's a band called Posmic. I don't even know if that... Is that a word? It's like cosmic, but a P instead of a C.
So each time I would Google Posmic, Google would always tell me, are you sure it's not cosmic?
Right. They tried to correct it. Yeah.
Yep.
From Baltimore, I believe, and they're kind of a fun lo-fi. They're a lo-fi grab bag. That's what I'm going to call them.
That's a good way of
putting
probably,
it. Yeah. You would probably call them like psychedelic pop maybe or something. They've got a little, here's what I'm going to say. They're a combination of Older Guided by Voices and Stephen Malkmus Pavement type stuff.
Okay.
How's that for a combo?
That is a
good
combo.
I don't know. Am I going to get it completely wrong now? they've got, I guess you get to call it a full length album because it's 8 songs, but it's only 18 minutes total.
True.
Let's play some music. Here's a fun one. Number 7 out of 8, Change My Mind. Cosmic. So
just played the whole song.
No, there was about one second of the fade out that they missed. Yeah, that doesn't count as the whole song.
That was my first pick too. It was an amazing song, man. If I had 4 arms, I would give it 4 thumbs up. This
All right. Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
I loved it.
I think it hit me just right coming from South by Southwest because that sort of exemplifies the kind of stuff you hear at South by Southwest. You just stumble upon some back patio and you hear that. And it sounds, and it's really loud. It just sounds great.
Were they at the South by Southwest?
No. We're instructing them to come next year. Because you know what this festival is all about? Entertaining us. You know, who cares about the whole trade show aspect?
Yes, true.
But pretty fun, pretty fun. This album has a lot of variety, right? There's a couple of acoustic tracks, and there's a couple of super loud guitar tracks, and then they do the Malkmus tank kind of thing, and the slacker thing. And anyway, it's all really fun stuff. It's called.
I really like that slacker rock or slacker sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been one of my favorites. So yeah, I think that's why I really like this album too. It's hit me perfectly.
It is called Sun Hymns.
Sun Hymns.
Yep. All right,
and
well...
When you Google Cosmic Sun Hymns, you'll just get two or three links, and out of them, two are Japanese, I think. It's very difficult to find out about this.
There must be a...
They do have a Bandcamp page. So.
Yeah, and I'm thinking one of the cool blogs. That must be where I found it, because I can't remember now, but, you know. It's not like I found it independently from the band. There was somebody who said this is cool, and so I listened to it and agreed. So I can't take total credit. You can almost never take total credit, right? Because you're just like, you know, whatever.
You're always influenced.
Yeah. So, well, what do you think, Anurag? What are we going to play next?
How about play the last song, Black and Blue?
All right. Cosmic. Yeah, that's one of them that has that slacker vibe, right? Yeah, fun stuff.
Yep. So, I mean, like, there's really nothing we can talk about the band itself, because even the Bandcamp page is blank. But the music is just, all I can see is that they're from Maryland.
Baltimore and D.C., they say. Yep.
Okay.
And, well, this is their first names. So we've got David on guitar and vocals, Emily on vocals, Zach on drums, and Luke on bass. So there you go. That's about all they tell us. Yeah. Well, you could pick just about any track here. Let's see. I really like number 4. Let's play that one. It's called Mina Hymn. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, so somebody asks you, what does that sound like? What kind of music is that? I don't even know what to say. You know, nope. It's just kind of cool. It's just fun, right?
It is. It is. And yeah, it's a good thing that you don't pigeonhole.
Right. Yeah, fun band. There's a, you know, like I think I mentioned, it's a little bit of the Guided by Voices sound, a little bit of that Slacker stuff, and then they have like a song with a just super loud crunch guitar that sounds like the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is fun too, right? It's all fun. That's the thing. They're fun.
I agree.
And a couple of acoustic tracks that are pretty good too. Kind of like almost not as poppy as Second Grade, but you know, kind of throwing out the acoustic pop too. So pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yep. So yeah, like you said, it's very difficult to say which song is the best or not best. Like, but each song is just different, and that's what I've liked about it. Yep.
And it's 18 minutes, so just like let it go, put it on, let it go. If you if you like those at all, yeah, throw it on. That's another reason they'd be great for South by Southwest, because you know, they got an 18-minute album. They could easily play one of those 25-minute sets. the average set probably that we saw was probably a half hour.
Wow.
Some bands are bold and play a whopping 40 minutes, but usually they're not that long. Usually like 25 to 30. So
40 minutes is not long, right? Or for the, I guess, by South by Southwest.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, it's it's funny because the reference point is so much shorter.
Right.
That 40 minutes is actually a long set for there. So, because it's more like a you're getting a sampling. Nobody's playing like the full set that they would normally play.
Right. Okay.
But in a way, I kind of like that. It just makes it fun because it's like you never get bored because there's always it's good for short attention spans. Plus, it's really fun for sometimes a band, I think, can kind of make a splash because they can just highlight their best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty cool. There were a couple bands that we noticed that, like, if you're really great for 15 minutes and then you kind of slack off for the next 10, then you kind of know that, okay, they need to work on their songwriting and build up their repertoire a little bit. But most of them can nail it pretty well.
Yeah.
With that. That format. So pretty cool. Posmic, check them out. Sun Hymns is the album. It's on Bandcamp. It's on the streaming services. This is kind of one where I've got on the streaming service, and I'm kind of thinking this is the kind of thing that really ought to at least just pay them a few bucks on Bandcamp.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I always purchase, whenever we discuss any album, just to put it out there, I always spend money and buy their music.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to go broke just buying the music that we talk about.
Exactly. And you gotta just, you know, it's just a simple thing.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Anurag. You're totally right. All right. We only had two this week because we didn't have time to prepare more.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few more really interesting albums out. So even by the time I've got another really fun lo-fi one.
I'm
gonna have to see if Jason likes this one. Jason's the go-to lo-fi guy. So
he is.
Get ready, Jason. I've got one to suggest. All right. So we don't stop here, though, do we?
Nope.
I don't think we do.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
I told you we have to have a bonus song of the week. You said, I'll come up with something. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always something. You know, if you got like 20,000 songs in your music library, come up with something. I think I've got 20,000 or so. So out of all those, I found one just before we started recording. I thought, well, what am I going to pick? So I did the fun thing. I put my whole music collection on at random, and I waited for a fun thing to turn up. It didn't take long at all. So I have to skip a couple sometimes. You know, it's like, oh, some album from 2012 that I sort of liked but didn't love, and it's like track 7. Okay, we're not going to pick that one, right? But this was kind of fun. I stumbled upon this album from 1998, and I don't know, how many albums do we talk about from 1998?
Yeah.
It's kind of a black hole, sort of, right? And So this is Hole and the breakout pop album Celebrity Skin. Remember that album? So, you know, Courtney Love was always kind of cutting edge. Then she put out this album, this kind of, I would call this, you know, pretty much a pop album. And the rumor, which is probably true, is that these songs were co-written or even maybe just written by Billy Corgan. Like, he was like, oh, he knew how to, I'm going to help Courtney put out a pop album. So they did. I don't know, at the time, I thought it was just great because it was like a great sort of edgy but really poppy album. And so I went back and I thought, this is a fun 1998 alternative pop track. So that's what I'm playing. It's number 4.
My God, I don't even remember any of the songs.
Well, let's see if you remember this one. We were building up the suspense here. Number 4, Malibu.
I remember it now.
Yep, that's Hole. So, you know, Hole was, they were kind of cutting edge before that, and that's not really cutting edge at all. It's just a pop song, but
yeah,
I think it's a really good one.
It is.
So, haven't heard really much from Courtney Love in a long time, right?
No, but I think her daughter, Frances Bean, is that her name?
Well, that sounds right.
With
sounds
right. Kurt Cobain?
Yeah. Is she a rocker now?
I've seen her in some headlines. Yeah. I don't remember now.
She's either an actress or a musician, right? Somehow in show business.
Yeah,
I don't
that
know.
Really narrows it down.
I'm not. If I, you don't get to pick your mom, but if I was going to pick my mom, I don't think I'd pick Courtney Love as my mom.
I guess, but we don't know, right?
Right.
We just go by what's written on the media.
Exactly. That's true. That's a very good point. We have actually no idea.
No idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Ever since you picked Luciano Pavarotti, we just have no idea what we're going to get from Anurag's bonus song of the week. We know it's going to be fun, though.
We are going to listen to something I'm sure you're very familiar with. It's a song I've been listening to over and over again. I don't know why. Let's listen to Chicago by Sofia. Oh, my God. I forgot his full name now.
Sufjan Stevens?
Sufjan Stevens, yes.
things go, all things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know, all things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind, in my mind. You came to take us. All things go, all things go. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind. You came to take us.
Well, that's an indie rock classic, if there ever was
yes,
one.
Yes, it is.
That's 2005, and I think for podcast relevance, that album, it might have been, Chris will have to tell us, I think it was maybe Chris's top album of the decade.
Illinois, right? That's
yeah.
That
so
was the album.
If, like, it's listed that the album is Illinois, but then on the cover says Sufjan Stevens invites you to come on, feel the Illinois.
No, I see the Illinois cover as well.
Yeah, that's a it's a 26 track album, an hour and a half long. So, but yeah,
a lot of patience with it, but it pays off in the end. So, yep, I've really enjoyed this song recently. I mean, like. You know how there's a feature on our streaming services, you start a song and then it automatically selects the next ones. So it somehow created a playlist for me, and it's delightful, you know, when I just want to listen to music that's in the background or listen to music when I'm running on my treadmill. So that sort of gets me in the mood. Perfect.
That's great. Well, anyway, I hope your show in Hamilton happens.
Yeah,
that would be super
it.
Cool.
Actually, Basement Revolver is the supporting act. They're going to open for somebody, Luna Lee.
Oh, I've heard of Luna Lee. In fact, Luna Lee might have been at South by Southwest, but I don't think
saw
her. Yeah.
And she's described as the garage rock queen. So this might be something interesting. I like garage rock, so.
Yeah, that'll be worth it. Totally.
I've already bought the ticket. Unfortunately, my daughter can't go. It's 19-plus event.
And she's 18.
And she's 18. She turns 19 this year, August.
They don't have it in Canada. They really enforce it. See, I learned that when my son went to Canada. Two of my sons went to Canada for school. And I learned that you can't just say, well, I'm, you know, you're with a parent, so it's fine. They strictly enforce it. Here, in Wisconsin here, so you could be like 13 and you can go into bars and everything if you're with your parent.
Well, you can go into bars, but events where there's alcohol and there's nobody monitoring,
yeah,
then that's where they check your age at the door.
Yeah,
I think that's got to be true for all the places.
We went to a show, and I'm sure I've told the story on the podcast before. I took Grant to see the Ravenettes in Chicago, well before he was 18, and they let him in. But they made him stand behind this rope. It was like he was jailed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was kind of, he felt pretty bad about it. But it ended up not being that bad because he was actually pretty close to the stage. So he didn't have that much to complain about. So, all right. That's good.
That is good.
We've hit $0.
$2 excellent bands. Yep.
Yep. Bang for your buck. Keep it simple. And this one is going to be under an hour. So people, you know, the people that normally would have just deleted the file, maybe they'll make it to the end this time. I can only hope, right? So, all right, we'll sign off. We will. I think it's probably going to be next week. It's the only issue is Jeremiah travels the world. So whether he can make it next week, I'm not sure. But then Craig had a problem the week after. We'll probably be recording it next week.
Cool. And, looking forward to it.
And we'll give a recap and all of our funky and fun experiences. I was so bold that, you know, I'm not the kind of person that, like, if I go to a show, I don't, like, try to meet the band or anything. But when you're at South by Southwest, you're seeing people walking around, and you're kind of like, you know, why not just say hi to this person? So I had a couple really fun conversations with band members, and it was cool. It's like, ooh. And they're probably thinking, this old man approached me and talked to me, but they're very nice about it. So anyway, more next week on that. So we'll talk to everybody again next week. Thanks again, Anurag.
Of course.
With another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.